I'll start out by saying that I come from a union family. If my father wasn't a teacher in the late 30s, my mother still received a pension check from the teacher, so I have nothing against unions at all. What I was quite displeased with was when we had a special meeting regarding this issue. I had gone to that meeting feeling that maybe the board had made a decision without data, without information. And that was trouble. During the meeting, I became fully aware that the board had information, had data, and it appears as though with that data, they made a decision that it was the PLA was the proper thing to do. But nobody else knew about that data and that information. I think that was the problem. Since then, I've read various reports from the Department of Education and different organizations, and who knows whether union or non-union contracts are more expensive or less expensive. Depends on who you talk to, I guess. But I was very, very taken back by, I think it was Mr. Sweet, was that his name? Yeah. Lemon, Mr. Lemon. And what he said to us, we as a committee now knew that the board didn't just make a decision out of it, but we had no idea before that gentleman got a seat as to what had happened. And I don't think that's good. And that's not to say that the PLA won't be the best thing since sliced bread or the worst thing since whatever. I just don't think the process would be correct.
It's just a week.
I just wanted to start off by saying the decision I'm going to say what I said during the meeting, but with regards to what Mr. O'Neill said about the role of the CPOC, I think there is a line, and I see it to where we make the policy and you do the bond oversight, and that's the way I see it. Okay. So the decision that we made with the PLA, and there's a lot of rumors going around about how things were done. Yes, Mr. Libman spoke to me, not at the district office, I wouldn't do that. Did it at a Starbucks, okay? So I gave me some information about it. He educated me, yes, just gave me some information. That doesn't mean, if you look at that term, educated, if you look at it derogatory, well, he educated you because he didn't know anything. No, that's not the way it goes. He did educate me. I'm a teacher. I educated him. No, I know. That's exactly what I'm saying. He did educate me because he gave me some more information. I knew stuff about PLAs. But he didn't tell me that this is what I'm going to vote for. He gave me the information. I took it. I did my research. Okay? What I said in the meeting, the reason I'm voting for this, was because the U.S. Supreme Court and the California Supreme Court said that a PLA is a tool, to ensure an efficient project that would be completed as quickly and effectively as possible at the lowest cost. Okay? This is the U.S. Supreme Court and this is the California Supreme Court. It's not one bidder, guys. That's false information. Everybody has a right to bid on these projects. The PLA is not even written. We haven't even come to an agreement of what's going to be in there. If the unions or whoever comes up with this plan and we don't like it, we don't have to vote for it. If we're not satisfied with what's there, okay? But it's not done. It's not a done deal. The way I see it, what we've been doing hasn't been working. I think this is a great tool in our toolbox. If we use it, great. If we don't, that's fine too. We have to figure out what we need to do to make things better. Yes, the union supported me. That's not the reason why I voted for this. You know, I'm a teacher. I love kids, and I want the best for the kids. And if we can get, like Ms. Clark said, we have it in writing that we're going to get the local labor, local workers to work in our schools, I say the more power to them. They're going to have an interest in this school. They're going to do the best that they can to make this a good school for their children or their grandchildren. If it works, it's too. If it doesn't, then we don't. But a lot of rumors go out, and yes, you know, it's good to criticize. Yes, the union supported me, but this is that's not the reason. And I'm telling you, that's not the reason why I voted for it. And you can say all of this. Well, you can say that, but it's not, but that's the act. That's I did not vote for this because they supported me. If I'm only here 4 years, as long as I know I made a difference, and I know I'm already making a difference with hiring Dr. Janney, I'm happy with that. I'm fine with that. If I go out with people thinking I did it because of the unions, that's their opinion, and that's not the reason. So I think we started a good process here, and we already made the decision, and we have to look into to see what we negotiate, and if it's good, we're going to go with it. If it's not, then we don't. It's not, we didn't, I respect, and I should have started with this, I respect all the work that we did. And never in my mind did I ever think I was going to, I'm making this decision to keep you out of it now. So that's all I want.